Chapter 9. A Closed Door. The phone rang at 7:30 the next morning. Still half asleep, Sandra reached over to pick it up, hoping that it might be a call to supply teach. Oh, please, she thought. Please let it be for the primary grades. Instead, the caller was Jess, and she had a different type of work to offer. Hi, Sandra, she said. I hope I didn't wake you up, but Peter told me last night that we would be potting containers today, and it's a mammoth job. He asked me if I had any friends that might help us out, and I thought of you. Do you think you could spare the day? With a laugh, Sandra agreed readily, and then she remembered the state of her car. Jess, where will we be working? My car is broken down, and I haven't had a chance to get it fixed. Can I get there by bus? Believe it or not, Jess replied merrily, we're starting along the harbour front. If you meet us at 8, just where the boardwalk begins, we can take you to all the other places and drive you home. As soon as she hung up the phone, Sandra jumped out of bed and spun around happily. Yes, she thought, a whole day of work and working outside with friends. How wonderful! The weatherman had been calling for a warm summer day in the low 20s with plenty of sunshine. Sandra dressed accordingly. It was a delightful walk out to the harbour. So many trees were in blossom, birds were singing cheerily, and all along the docks, fishermen were coming and going. Sandra soaked up the warm rays of the sun with a great deal of happiness. As she approached the boardwalk, she could see Peter and Jess filling the large wooden barrels that were stationed all along the railing. Peter's pickup was loaded with topsoil. Nearby, with its side door open, was a van filled with trays of flowers. Beautiful, vibrant flowers. Jessica introduced Sandra to the other workers. This is Derek, she said, motioning towards a scruffy-looking young man with straggly blonde curls and bright orange sunglasses. Derek extended his hand cheerfully. Glad for some extra help today, he said, shaking Sandra's hand. Pete says we've got to get these all done before dinner. With a shake of his head, he looked skeptically toward the two vehicles overflowing with soil and plants, as though he didn't believe it was possible. And this is my brother Alan, Jessica said, giving a lanky young teen a pat on the back. He has the day off school today, so he's able to help out. Alan, this is Sandra. Sandra and Alan shook hands, and then Peter explained what they were going to be doing that morning and assigned jobs to each worker. It was a lot of work planting all the wooden barrels along the harbour front. Sandra had never considered how many there were, or the great variety of flowers that went into them. Peter and Derek drove the pickup next to each tub and shoveled in the fresh soil, while Jess and Sandra arranged the spikes, flowers, and vines. There were even Martha Washington geraniums. Mum's favourite, Sandra thought, watching Alan bring over the plastic tray of flowers. Lunch was not a leisurely picnic overlooking the harbour, as Sandra had hoped, but only a quick snack in the vehicles as they headed out to the next place. There, she and Jess had the job of raking up the winter debris around the country inn, while the three guys went back to the nurseries to pick up more soil and plants. When they returned, everyone resumed their position in the potting routine. Sandra soon felt she had never spent a busier morning, but she was loving every minute. It's not always like this, Jess explained as Sandra popped tiny plugs of lobelia out of the plastic trays and handed them to her. Right now, since the threat of frost is hopefully over, all Peter's customers want their hanging baskets and containers done this week. Usually we would at least have a proper lunch break. By 6 o'clock that evening, the last plant had been potted, and everyone was exhausted. Peter and Jessica drove Sandra home. So I hear you've been house cleaning for my brother, Peter remarked as he merged onto the highway. I just started 2 weeks ago, Sandra replied. What do you think of him? He probed. He seems nice enough, but I only met him once briefly when I went to see about the job. Sandra thinks she may have overheard you and James talking one night, Jess added. Peter glanced back at Sandra in the rearview mirror. Really? When? Sandra explained that she'd been out for an evening walk a couple of weeks earlier and had overheard two brothers in the manor courtyard. When she described the conversation they'd been having, Peter gave a dismal laugh. Yeah, that was us all right, he said. We haven't talked since. He ran his hand through his straight blonde hair wearily. And now James doesn't want anything to do with me. I could tell that you cared for him a lot, Sandra remarked quietly. You could? Peter looked up at her in the rearview mirror. I wish James could see that. Sandra wanted to ask what it was that Peter was trying to share with his brother, but she wasn't sure she should pry. However, after a moment's silence, Peter spoke freely. You're probably wondering why I was so intense that night, he mused thoughtfully. With a smile, Sandra nodded. Well, you see, he began, a couple of years ago, James had a major heart attack, and I thought he wasn't going to make it. I was always very close to James. We were only a couple of years apart in age, and both of us have been bachelors for ages. Smiling at Jess and reaching over to take her hand, he added, but not for much longer. Just 5 weeks, Jess cheered, bringing Peter's hand up to her cheek. I wish it was tomorrow, he said, beaming into her eyes. Before the car swerved completely off the road, Peter quickly brought it back in line. Anyway, James is older than I am, he continued with a sheepish grin, and he knows the struggles I once had with religion and accepting God's will. So I don't think he looks at me as any reliable sort of guide. And unfortunately, while he was travelling the world last year, he didn't appreciate all the emails I kept sending him. Ah, Sandra thought, remembering the picture she dusted. So James did do some travelling recently. It probably wasn't just the frequent emails that bothered him, Jess clarified with a smile, but your attempts to share your faith in those emails. That's true, Peter agreed. And looking back, I realise I was far too pushy, but it was only because I care so much about him. I love my brothers. I want James to share in this amazing hope that God has offered the world. I want him to be there with us, to live forever. I couldn't bear to go to his funeral and feel I didn't try hard enough. But he shut the door. He won't let me in. Sandra was quiet, thinking things through. She remembered Peter's quiet words in the courtyard. Truth fears no questions. Why has James closed the door? She wondered. Is he afraid of truth? Is he afraid of what he will find or what he doesn't have? Or has Peter been so pushy that he's just turned James off from listening? Peter looked up into the rearview mirror. Sorry, Sandra, he said. You probably didn't want to know all that. Sorry for the rant. Don't be sorry, she assured him. Now I understand a little better. Mulling over the conversation, Sandra found it hard to imagine Peter as someone who had struggled to accept God's will or to forgive God, as Jessica had relayed the day before. Bitterness seemed so far removed from his cheerful, trusting demeanour. But he says he used to struggle with it, she mused, watching Peter exit the highway towards the downtown district. Regardless of who was right and who was wrong on the religious side of it all, Sandra was impressed by Peter's strong feelings. If only I had a brother who cared like this, she thought. Even a friend would be nice. Jess and Peter were talking quietly in the front seat. She heard Jess say, "Has he got back to you yet?" "No," Peter sighed, shaking his head. "He still hasn't let me know one way or the other. My guess is that he doesn't want to come, especially not now." "I wonder how James feels about Peter," Sandra thought. "Is he completely indifferent to such loving concern? Did he ever care the same way for Peter? Peter said they used to be close. What's happened between them?"